I want you to take your Bibles in Psalm 27. Stand with me, if you will, if you're able. If you're not able, that's absolutely fine. But if you're able, stand with me. And I want to read the Psalm because I'm going to be preaching through the Psalm. And I think just the Word of God read is a blessing. David, the psalmist, says, "The Lord is my light." Oh, boy, there's that word "my" again, ain't it? I didn't know that. I mean, I knew it, but I didn't know it. I wasn't looking for it. Amen. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." I mean, he's glad he set you upon a rock. Took you off of the sinking sand. Hallelujah. Put you upon a rock. You know, the Bible said they're a rock. But there's only one rock that'll stand. Amen. That's the rock, the Lord Jesus. "And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing. Yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." If correctly read, that's Psalm 27. You can be seated. Pray for us and pray with us, please. Father, I thank you this morning for the Word of God. I thank you, Lord, for the psalmist David. Lord, there's not a doubt in my mind that you picked a king that had a heart after your own heart. You picked a man after your own heart. Thank you, Lord, for David. Thank you for his heart. Thank you for the help that's given us, Lord, in his writings. And I pray, Lord, today that you'll help us to glean in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. I want to talk this morning out of chapter number 27 and verse number 11 and spend some time in this chapter on this subject, the people of the plain path. The Bible said here, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies." I want to share some things with you that I hope and I trust will be a blessing to you. This word "plain" here, you know, we could say, well, he just dresses plain, or the meat was plain, or the recipe was just plain, but that's not what this is talking about here. It's talking about, it comes from a Hebrew word, mishor, and it means an even place. The Word of God said here, "and lead me in a plain path." And the same Hebrew word is interpreted different ways. In Psalm 26 and verse 12, the Bible said here, "My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless of the Lord." And then if you'll turn over to Psalm 143 in verse number 10, I'll show you another place that the exact same word is used. In verse number 10, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. So this place, this path, this plain path, it's a path of uprightness. It's a path that's an even place. Now, if you will, turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter number 40. And I want you to think about this. The Bible said, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. God can take the rough places in life and smooth them out and make it an even place. I was actually, as I meditated on the message today, I was thinking about the hills. The Bible talks about it's a land of hills and valleys. The Christian life is a life of hills and mountaintops, and it's also a life of valleys. And you say, Pastor, I don't know how you could find a level place on the side of a mountain. Years ago, I visited with a man. He allowed me to deer hunt on his property. And I'm telling you, have you ever heard the saying, steep as a cow's face? I mean to tell you, the mountains were steep. And I mean very steep. And he logged that place years prior. He had a sawmill down in the holler by his house. I said, Brother, it amazes me that you don't have one leg shorter than the other. He looked at me and he said, Oh, preacher. He said, That ain't no problem. He said, When you get out to the end, just turn around and come back. Amen. That kept both legs the same length. Amen. But you know what you find? You find even places, even in the side of a mountain. You know why the places, boy, there's cold chills running all over me. Because you can take, I was over on my boy's farm yesterday morning where the cattle travel around the side of those hills. You know what there is? You go up, and then there's an even place. And then you go up, then there's an even place. You want to know why it's even? Because it's well worn. You want to know why it's even? God said we could have, even on the mountain, even in the valleys, there can be an even place for you and me. Because, honey, He's already walked that way before. And I want you to see in the message this morning, the people of the plain path. And I want you to ask yourself this question as we go through the message. Am I in that plain path? Am I in that path that the psalmist David is speaking of in Psalm chapter number 37? Let's look at some of the evidences and some of the things that we'll find in that plain path, in that even place, so to speak. Number one, in verse number one, you'll find peace. I want to ask you this morning, the Bible said the Lord is my light and my salvation. Beloved, listen, you can't go on mama's dress tail and you can't go on daddy's coattail. I want to know, do you have peace in your heart? If you died today, do you know for sure that heaven, can you say the Lord is my light? Not the Lord is a light, the Lord is the light of the world, but can you say He's my light and my salvation? Amen. Whom shall I fear? I'll tell you, beloved, the person that found themselves in life walking in darkness. And just like old Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus, you encountered the light. And no more are you walking in darkness. And God, beloved, pulled you out of that darkness, put a peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding in your heart and in your life. And if you're in the plain path, you've got peace in your heart. Amen. The Bible said here, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. So help me, I didn't realize when I talked about that little word my a while ago when they were singing that it was so many times in this psalm. I'm telling you, God wants it to be personal between you and Him. Amen. There's peace. And then let me give you this. In case you ever want to be a TV evangelist, I want to help you get straightened out on something. Not only in that plain path is there going to be peace, but there's going to be problems.
you listen to some of this bunch preach, amen, and they'll tell you, boy, you get right with God, you get in that plain path, and I'm telling you, you're never going to have any trouble. You're going to drive nice cars, live in nice houses. You're going to be healthy. I'm telling you, that health and wealth gospel is right straight out of hell. This Bible said, beloved, listen, all them that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. You want to know why they're not suffering? Because they're tickling ears and not preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 2. The Bible said, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. Let me tell you something. When you get in that plain path, you get saved, you get right with God, and God gives you peace, everybody ain't going to like it. Honey, there's an enemy that's after you, that's after me, that's after my children, after your children, after my grandchildren, and after your grandchildren. But thank God Almighty, amen. If you're walking in that plain path, there's problems, but there's a person above us that's bigger than the problems that we'll face in this world. Amen. The Bible said, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, and this will I be confident. Now watch this. I'm asking you a question this morning. Are you in that plain path? Have you ever met somebody? Listen to me. I'm not fussing this morning. I'm not trying to put anybody down. But God don't want us to be up and down and in and out. He wants us to get in a level place. And Dale the choir sang, Living by Faith. And He wants us to walk in that level place and walk with Him. He don't want us hot and cold, and hot and cold, in and out, up and down. God said, listen, level this thing out. Put yourself, beloved, in that plain path and put your eyes on Jesus. What's the next thing? I wrote down in the margin of my Bible, priority. Beloved, when you get in that path, let me tell you something right now. Listen to me. Listen to me. You can get mad if you want to. I tell people, get in line. Amen. But listen to me. When you get in that plain path, the house of God becomes a priority in your life. Look what the Bible said. David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. Hallelujah. My preacher, I got saved on a Sunday night. He didn't have to say to me, now boy, you need to go to church. Amen. I'm telling you, I fell in love with God's people. I fell in love with God's book. I fell in love with the man of God. And I wanted to be there when they were singing and praising God. I wanted to be there when the Word of God was being preached. David said one thing, have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. There's a lot going on in this chapter, but there's a priority. One thing. One thing. You know what you can do? You can try to do a dozen different things and not do anything good. But David had a priority in his life. You're going to find me in the house of God. Let me say this to you this morning. Beloved, God honors faithfulness. I want to ask you a question this morning. How many's ever been to church when you didn't feel like it? Brother Caleb, I'll ask you personally. How many times did you find that was a great blessing? You know why? Because God saw a young man that just put one foot in front of another. Even though he said, hey, I'm going down to the house of God. And you know what, God? I believe that's one of the reasons we have such good services on Wednesday night. God sees a bunch of people in the middle of the week. It's war, slap out. They've worked, amen. And they set aside that hour, and they come in the house of God to pray and hear a message from God's Word. And God says, you know what I'm going to do? I've got me a bucket up here. I'm going to turn it up on them. I'm going to pour out a blessing, amen. Because of their faithfulness to me. There's a priority. But then there's something else in this plain path. Look down here in verse number 6. And now shall mine head be lifted up. Well, let me read verse 5 as well. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. You know what I believe? I believe, beloved, what's the matter? Move it up? I can't move it up without choking on it. Oh, it fell off. Let's dismiss. You got somebody back in the sound booth doing calisthenics. My daughter told me one time, she said, you wouldn't be so wore out when you get done preaching if you quit doing calisthenics. I guess that's how you say it, amen. Don't ask me to spell it. Amen. That'd be E-X-E-R-C-I-S-E, I believe, exercise. Okay. Verse number 5. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Look at verse number 6. And now shall my head be lifted up. Mine enemies round about me, above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. There's two things that I want you to see here in that plain path. Number one is protection. There's not a safer place for the child of God to be than in the path that God has laid out for their life. 10 years I spent in the prison ministry. I spoke with Brother Coulter last night late, and he called me about 11 o'clock, that rascal, and I was yawning so hard trying to get to sleep, amen, but we had a good conversation. He had one saved yesterday in the prison up there, and I love talking with Brother Coulter. But when I was in the prison ministry for 10 years, I had people, person after person would say this to me, aren't you scared? And this is what I told him, Brother Michael. I'm safer in God's will in the prison than I am standing on the street corner out of God's will. Amen? Listen, those gates might bother a lot of people. They didn't bother me. Listen to me. You say, preacher, the enemy's in there. But yeah, but there was somebody going with me. Amen? Bigger than the enemy. He's going to protect you if you're walking in that path with him, honey. Listen to me. I believe God will put us under his wing and he will take care of his own. Amen. Bless his name. There's protection. But then David said, there's praise in this path. I will sing praises unto the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. If you're walking in that path, one of the evidences is every once in a while, you just got to shout a little bit. Amen. Every once in a while, you just got to weep a little bit. Every once in a while, you just got to say, praise his holy name. I used to carry a little testament with me when I went hunting. One of them little red New Testaments. I give them out here, the Christian Life New Testament. I was about probably 15, 20 feet up in a tree. It was a high knob in Wise, Virginia. And first time I went to the high knob, I just went looking around, and I got lost. I come off in Dungannon. I didn't know where in the world I was at. Thank God for signs that said Coburn. I said, if I can get back to Coburn, I can get home. Amen. But I was sitting up there in that tree, and I was reading that little Bible. And Brother Chris, I forgot where I was at. I forgot what I was doing. I mean to tell you, God got on me and I said, well, glory! I'm going to tell you something right now. There's some things more important than a deer. And that's praising his holy name. He's worthy, amen. He inhabits the praises of his people. If you're not praising him, beloved, I doubt you're in that plain path. Because in that plain path, he's protecting you. He's leading you. He's guiding you. Notice this. There's prayer in that path. Look at verse number 8. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me. Oh God of my salvation. I'll tell you, beloved, listen, are you a praying person? If you're walking in a plain path, you know what you're going to want to do? You're going to want to talk to the one that's leading you in that path. Say amen. I thank God for that. I was back at the shelter this morning. I was coming down through the parking lot, and there's an older couple. I won't call their names, but they were holding hands going to church, going to the house of God. And it blessed me. I mean, I was just watching them. It blessed me. The husband told me a while ago, said, we was holding hands, said, we're holding each other up. Amen. I like that. Say amen. whatever you have to do to get to the house of God, say amen. But I'm telling you, beloved, the Bible said here, seek my face, and prayer is going to be in that individual's life that's walking in that plain path. The Bible said men ought always to pray and not to faint. Watch this now. Look at his presence in this plain path. The Bible said, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. The Bible said, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. I don't know about you, but I see God's presence here in David's life. There's no substitute, beloved, for God's presence in your life. His presence brings about a peace that passes all understanding. What happens in his presence? The Bible said in verse number 11, teach me. The Bible said in verse number 11, lead me. The Bible said in verse number 12, deliver me. There's a whole lot happens in his presence. Amen. He'll teach you. Amen. He'll lead you. And he'll deliver you. Say amen. The Bible said he hath delivered, and he doth deliver, and he will yet deliver us as the people of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but that excites me. But then in this plain path, in verse number 12, we need to get this over to the TV evangelist too. The Bible says there'll be persecution. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. Watch this. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I'm going to tell you something right now, beloved. One of my favorite lines in song is, this is what heaven means to me. And here's one of my favorite lines. You might not understand what I'm going to say. You need to pastor as long as I've pastored and preach as long as I've preached. But I love this line. No unkind words to wound the heart are spoken. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. Until then, beloved, when you walk in that plain path, somebody ain't going to like it. Somebody's going to have something. They're going to be false witnesses, the Word of God said. They're going to raise up. They're going to breathe out cruelty. Just get ready for it. Say amen. It's going to happen. And then notice this. I had fainted. What else is in that plain path, preacher? I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Brother John, I believe a little while back you spoke to me about this, the perseverance of the saints. I'm going to tell you something right now. Brother John was telling me, Brother Billy Mitchell, he preached that. It's taught in the Word of God. Amen. And listen, you walk in that plain path, it don't mean hard times ain't going to come. It don't mean ugly things ain't going to be said. But what it does mean, he's right there and I'm going with him. Amen. Oh, yes, there's been times I wanted to lay it all down and I wanted to quit. But I'm telling you, you just get to Calvary and spend a few minutes with him and you'll pick your Bible up and you'll pick your feet up and you'll walk another step in that path that he's laid out for you in your life. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In that plain path, there's provision. How many's here today? Saved or lost? Don't matter. If you don't know Jesus, how many of you are here today and say, God's been good to me? I heard a man say something one time. It blew my mind. He said, lost man ought to tithe. Said he's breathing God's air. He's drinking God's water. He's walking on God's earth. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. It's one thing to enjoy the blessings of God. It's another thing to realize where they come from. Amen. The Bible said it rains on the just and the unjust. But I tell you, if you've ever been saved and you're walking in this plain path, you ought to look up and realize where the rain's coming from. Realize where the sunshine's coming from. Thank God, realize where the seasons are coming from. Amen. I praise God for that. Don't you? The Bible said here, there's provision. Now watch this. Look at the last verse here. The Bible said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Here's where God went to preaching to me. There's patience. God will teach us to be patient when we're walking in that level place, walking in that plain path. it's not going to, you know, the old saying, Rome wasn't built in a day. But I tell you, sometimes I'm waiting on the Lord and I want Him to hurry up. Is anybody home? Amen. But I'm going to tell you, David said, wait on the Lord. It'll be all right. Wait on the Lord. Look at the power here in this verse. He shall strengthen thine heart. I don't know about you, but I'm determined by the grace of God, I want to stay in this path. The Bible said to seek out the old path, Brother Jason. And when you find it, walk therein. There's a whole lot of people been down the road before me and you, brother. They might be hills, but they've done wore out a good level place. Oh, glory to God. Around the side of that hill. I've got a book. Say amen. I see people after people after people that have wore out that path. Amen. And said, come on, this path is good. Let's go with God. Say amen. Let me show you one more passage of Scripture, and I'll close this morning. Turn with me, if you will, to Psalm chapter 16. Just a little bit back in your Bible here, to Psalm chapter number 16. I want you to think about God's presence now in your life. The Bible said here, and this level place, this path, this plain path, in Psalm chapter 16 and verse number 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Let me say this to you this morning. This world is looking here and looking there and looking everywhere for pleasure. There's no pleasure. Ask Brother Junior. He's walked with God. Are you 94 yet, Brother Junior? Oh, my goodness. Brother Junior, you're going to have to slow down. Amen. He'll be 95. Ask a man that's 95 years old about the pleasure of walking in that path. The pleasure of walking with Jesus. Somebody said, oh, it's just so hard to live for God. Let me tell you something right now. This is what the Word of God said. It said the way of a transgressor is hard. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. A lot of people ain't found no rest because they're looking for rest in all the wrong places. But I'm going to tell you something right now. That plain path is where you can rest. You can have pleasure as you walk with the Lord. Amen. You know, I don't know about you, but I thank God. I thank God that this book lays out a path. What does it say over there in Psalm 23? And I haven't turned there, but see if I can get it. The Lord is my shepherd. There it is again. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Watch this. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. Watch this. For His name's sake. You know why God wants us to stay in that path? It ain't about our name. It's about His name. Colton, you trust in Jesus. He wants you to stay in that path so that we're a reflection of His name. Amen. We don't bring reproach on His name for my name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. See, David knew before then, and he knows then, that God's right with him. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over. Amen. Then he said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Hey, let me ask you a question. I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What makes you think you want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever if you don't want to dwell in the house of the Lord now? You say, preacher, that's rough preaching. That's the truth. That's a legitimate question. If you don't enjoy the house of the Lord now, what makes you think you'd enjoy it forever? Amen. Oh, beloved friend, this morning, I don't know about you, but I want to walk in that plain path. All the old saints of God. You know, Brother Ray, you've probably heard me say this at Liberty. There's always been a special place in my heart for them old preachers. But you know what? Now I is one. Amen. Amen. Listen, Matthew, that encouraged me what you guys sang this morning. The verses you read encouraged me. I hope you'll always obey the Lord. I hope you'll always walk in that plain path, because God's got untold blessings waiting on you, son. If you'll just walk with Him, walk with Him. Let's bow for prayer.